White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 26, 1903. Dear son Edson, I have just found a letter written to you, July 15th. I enclose it with this. It should have been sent before, but it shall not be longer delayed. Will you please read it to those in responsible positions in the work in Nashville? The Lord God of Heaven is watching all who are engaged in His service. He desires their work to be of such a character that He can place upon it His commendation. He desires to see among His workers a deep, earnest heart service. He will impart His Spirit to all who will put the whole heart into the work that they are doing for Him. Those who have been influenced by a wrong spirit are in great danger unless they repent and earnestly seek to do the will of God. I have an intense interest in the work in Nashville. I am anxious to see it moving forward in solid lines according to Bible instruction. I hope that the workers will place themselves under the guidance of God. I send to them the words of Paul. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Ephesians 4, verse 1 to 3. How much is comprehended in these words! Oh, if we would all live the Word of God, there would be no trouble in any line of our work. Those who are standing at their post of duty may be assured that they have a helper in the Lord Jesus Christ. Among those who are working for God, there must be no selfishness, no unholy ambition, no strife for the supremacy. They must walk and work in accordance with the requirements of God's Word. Finite man may become united to the infinite God. When we have a living connection with Him, His words will abide with us. We shall not be guided by spasmodic feelings, but by the living, abiding principles of truth. Speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body, unto the edifying of itself in love. Verses 15-16. Christ-like love is a most important aid to the harmonious progress of the work of God. It brings Christian politeness. Never become discouraged. I have learned from experience that it is not wise to allow my mind to be disquieted. Keep your own counsel as much as possible. Be determined that you will be an overcomer. Behold Jesus continually. Ask yourself, what would He do were He placed where I am placed? Meditate on the character of Christ, that by beholding, you may become changed into His image. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6, verse 10, 11. There are many wiles of the devil, and you must be on your guard every moment. Your only hope is in cherishing the living, earnest, determined faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Be careful that no cheapness appears in word or deed. We must be cleansed from the mildew of cheapness and selfishness. Be sure that worldliness is not enfeebling your spirituality. Make Christ your dependence. Thus you may every day be increasingly enriched by His love, which passeth knowledge. But without Him, we are helpless, utterly unable to subdue one sin or to overcome the smallest temptation. May God help you to understand the words, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. John 15, verse 4. Connection with Christ is a positive necessity if the fruit we bear is acceptable to God. Connection with Christ results in purification of the heart and in a circumspect life and faultless character. What is the fruit for which God calls? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Galatians 5, verse 22-23. May God help us to bear this fruit, is my prayer. May He help us to put our capabilities and powers to a right use. Then we shall not see things through the eyes of the world. How great the privilege granted to us! We may dwell with Christ in holy communion, as did His disciples. I will now lay this aside and write some things in regard to the color line.